Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Cosmos IBC 101, hosted by OKX Chain. Let's take a listen.
All right, I guess we can get started now. And our speaker will join very, very soon. So, first of all, I would like to welcome everyone to our first Twitter Spaces about Cosmos IBC 101. And in the spaces, we'll be talking to some of the influential people in the Cosmos space as well as in OKC blockchain. My name is James, and I'm the host of this today's Twitter Spaces. And it's an honor for me to host this spaces. And I'm expecting a very, very great discussion between our speakers. So first of all, I would like to invite our speakers to introduce themselves to our audience, and then we can slowly move on to the questions. So who's going to be first? Let's see. How about we start with Coco from OKC?
Sure. Thanks, James. Hi, everyone. This is Coco from OKC. I'm the marketing lead here. Happy to be here today.
Awesome, awesome. It's great to have you here. And next one, how about Timmy? Hey, Timmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm using a different mic today. How's it sound?
All right, James, Timmy.
How's my mic sounding? I had a new one today. I want to make sure it's all right.
It's good. It's good. So far, it's good. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Awesome, so, awesome.
Yeah, I'm Timmy, big cosmonaut, founder of Spark IBC, and also building another little project called Interchain. And happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. Next one, how about Jay? Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, James. Good evening from my end. And hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Jay here. I've been a longtime cosmonaut. Briefly, I was also someone who's really into Terra. Currently, I'm working on a project where we're building another Cosmos chain, but we're still in stealth mode. So hoping to be able to share that with you soon. And happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. We've got two cosmonauts here. It's a great pleasure for us. And we have Roman as well. Hey, Roman, how's it going?
Yes, hi. Thank you for joining. I'm founder of blockchain game Honeywood. It's completely based on blockchain Cosmos. And I'm here because of it.
Great, great. Nice to have you here. And last speaker that we were waiting for a couple of minutes, Anand. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man? Guys. Hey, guys. Nice to be here. I am Anand. I'm involved in crypto since 8 years, but got introduced to Cosmos in like 2019. I am representing Odin Protocol, and I'm working there as a strategy officer. And it's basically a L1 blockchain built on Cosmos SDK, which basically allows the apps that reward users to build on top of Odin. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Great, Anand. Thank you so much. So as you guys have already realized, we have a lot of good people from Cosmos ecosystem who are going to, talk about Cosmos IBC as well as give their thoughts on that. And at the same time, we have Coco from OKC. And as I said before, we are expecting a very, very interesting discussion today about Cosmos, about OKX chain. And yeah, let's get started. First of all, my question is directly to Coco. So my first question is, why did OKExchange enable ABC? And what's the main goal of this move?
Yeah, thanks, James. And there's a very like direct answer to this. So basically, OKC was built with a very clear goal of enhancing blockchain ecosystems. And I think to enable that, we definitely need true interoperability. And IBC itself means a lot in space, you know, being the conduit for chains to be able to talk to each other. I think after being EVM compatible, the next thing, option or milestone would definitely be to enable IBC itself. And which is why we are really glad to have all these projects talking on this to the space with us today, you know, just sharing more about IBC and what we can actually do together and what is best for the community moving forward.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks so much for your answer. Yeah, as you said, now IBC is the next big thing and we are expecting something huge from that. And I hope that with the enabling IBC, OKExchange can move further and take a step further and make it more easily accessible for all the other developers and projects on the Cosmos ecosystem. And well, speaking of projects, now let's move on to the DeFi. So the current state of DeFi is, let's be honest, not so good, right? But how does a multi-chain ecosystem play out in the current and future state of DeFi? And speaking of Cosmos, what role does Cosmos play in this space? So what do you guys think? We can take turns and give out our ideas.
I guess I'll jump in. So I always like the phrasing of questions and discussions around Cosmos. I don't think like any of us have it quite nailed yet. So like, what does DeFi look like on Cosmos or in Cosmos? Not really sure what that means, because like, you know, a lot of outsiders who are very unfamiliar with the ecosystem think that everything is built on the Atom chain. I've seen that a lot. And that's like the only chain with the actual name of Cosmos, Cosmos Hub. Not a lot is like built there. I kind of think like Cosmos being said colloquially, just when like thrown around, sort of means the same thing as like the inner chain these days, which is like any chain is going to connect to other chains through IBC as opposed to like any other type of bridge. So as far as DeFi, I think we're going to see like better versions of a lot of the stuff we are already familiar with from other ecosystems like Ethereum, because certain large apps, let's take Uniswap, for example. Recently, Osmosis, one of our own DEXs, moved into second place right behind Uniswap. And one of the ways it did that is through having the benefit of being an app chain, a blockchain that is built just for Osmosis and for DeFi and being a DEX and knocking it out of the park. And so, like, can only imagine, you know, if Uniswap had made the move with all their sort of, well, who knows how that would have gone because they're so entrenched with Ethereum. But so we'll see better versions of existing things like Uniswap. I do believe one day will be overtaken by Osmosis and other app chain DEXs. We have a lot of really cool ones popping up. But then I also think things we haven't even thought of will kind of become a thing. Ones that I haven't thought of either, but just that is enabled by the sort of new technology stack that we're able to work with. So having two or three different app chains, actually, I guess I do have like one example. So White Whale Protocol is doing some really cool like cross-chain arbitrage stuff. Not live yet, so I don't want to speak on it too much. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty bullish, but it's just sort of approaching these problems from a totally different perspective. Like, they don't even have a home chain. Again, how that's going to work out, we'll see in time. I'm sure we'll see many iterations of like cross-chain DeFi and innovations as well. But I think that's sort of the beauty of Cosmos, is that the things we're already familiar with can be done better, and the things we haven't even thought of will become possible.
Yeah, thanks so much, Timmy. Yeah, as you said, it's a very, very, how would I say, interesting to think about the future, because so many things that are going to happen in the future, we are not really aware of it, and we don't really have an idea what's going on, even after 6 months or after 1 year. So that's really, really, you know, inspiring to be in this space. And let's hear Jay's idea about this.
Yeah, well, my idea, I'd like to, you know, sort of go back a bit. I really like the model that Cosmos built in terms of, like, you know, being like the internet of blockchains. I feel like, you know, the Cosmos ecosystem reflects like what we have in the real world. You know, there are many countries and, you know, even some countries, there's independence movements. Because, you know, a group of people really, you know, sometimes, you know, when we share the same values or principles and, like, you know, obviously in the real world, there are also geographical, you know, sort of considerations. I think human nature really likes, you know, not really like, I don't see it as tribalism. But I see it as like communities, like, you know, self-organized communities, similar to like how DAOs or decentralized autonomous organizations do get formed. Like, you know, people band together, you know, because they want to, you know, do something significant in a particular field. And I feel like Cosmos provides that. And that's why, you know, I think as we move forward, we'll see really more innovation in the DeFi space. I think there, you know, aside from Osmosis, I haven't really seen, you know, a really big project. Maybe DYDX once their chain is up. But yeah, I think a lot of the innovation is still to come in terms of, like, you know, the ones that will build on Cosmos. I think the only hard thing about it is, like, I think there's a new chain every day. So sometimes, like, as a cosmonaut, it's very hard to, you know, to keep up with all these changes. But I do think, like, the Cosmos thesis of, like, you know, being like a connector of cities, or, like, you know, being able to, like, connect all the blockchain ecosystem. So, you know, even with I think there are proposals like for to bring IBC to Ethereum. I believe there are active implementation happening on Near and Polygon. So I think eventually, of course, it's hard to, you know, sort of see the future, but I think eventually all the major blockchains will be connected through IBC. And I can't, you know, it's very hard to imagine, like, how DeFi can explode because of those connections, and especially with the introduction of interchain accounts. I'm not really like a technical, you know, a technical person, but I could see, like, a lot of new applications that can be developed within the Cosmos ecosystem because of these possibilities, and also because of interchain security. You know, when a new Cosmos chain without, you know, a lot of firepower, they can rent security using the Cosmos Hub or, you know, any other Cosmos chain that might, you know, also put that up. So I really feel like, you know, we haven't really seen what Cosmos is capable of in terms of, like, you know, DeFi. Maybe in the next, in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll see those, you know, we'll see those applications that can really onboard. I think for me, the key metric is really, like, onboarding more users. You know, as a cosmonaut since late 2020, I feel like, you know, when explaining, you know, DeFi to, like, you know, family members, especially, you know, older, those from the older generation, even from the younger ones, like, you know, teenagers, it's very hard, you know, to sort of really onboard users, you know, if they're, especially if they're not techie. So I think that's really where the, you know, the sort of the challenge will lie. Like, I think the winning dApps or apps will really be, like, you know, like an app that you download on the App Store, or, you know, it will really be as sort of seamless and as, you know, user experience friendly as that. And we're not there yet. Yeah, but I know we're getting there. Thank you.
Yeah, Anand, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just to add to this, I believe that the second wave of DeFi is going to be on Cosmos, because the first wave came on Ethereum because of composability, because developers were able to develop applications, smart contracts, and those smart contracts were able to execute in a specific way. And this is what interchain accounts also changes a lot within Cosmos, because it's not a smart contract within a blockchain, but these are blockchains talking to each other, where each and every blockchain is basically a separate application in this case, because every blockchain which is being built on Cosmos is built on for a specific use case and tailored accordingly. And when we have these applications and or blockchains talking to each other, it's not only about sending the token, but then also attaching a little slip with it, saying that, hey, once the token reaches this blockchain, this is what should happen. That means, like, if I send Atom from one chain to another, it should be able to stake and then do other things with the token itself. So this is a huge change which is coming to Cosmos, and that's why I believe that we will see a second explosion happening here within Cosmos when it comes to DeFi.
Yeah, so what you guys are saying is that right now what we're seeing in Cosmos is just the tip of the iceberg. And what's going to happen in the future is going to be really, really, really huge. And for the blockchains being a multi-chain and enabling IBC is something huge. And that's what they need to be doing in order to, as you said, in order not to miss the second wave of the explosion of DeFi. I like your idea. It's really good. Thank you so much. How about Roman? What do you think?
Yes. Thank you. I think as a professional developer that there is one difference between current DeFi sector and DeFi sector based on multi-chain ecosystem. I mean self-running functionalities, self-running features, because if you know, you cannot develop many features like, for example, self-running functions like exchanges, traditional exchanges on DeFi, because you need to run functions, you need to click some procedures, and as a result, you cannot develop applications where some logic will be implemented by itself. But in Cosmos ecosystem, it's possible because you can develop applications with self-running procedures, because after each block, you can run some functions. And it will go forward with main difference between these ecosystems, because there will be much more complicated applications based on native chain, because there is no possible to develop such applications on, for example, smart contracts. Yeah, that's what I see as a blockchain developer.
Great. Thank you so much, Roman. That's a very good idea. And how about Coco? What do you think?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on like the DeFi front, right? So I think it's very important that we are having this conversation, because actually for OKC, we are also the first Cosmos-based chain which has been issued the USDT by Tether. So this definitely would bring another layer or like level to the entire multi-chain DeFi ecosystem within Cosmos itself. And, you know, Cosmos itself having Gravity bridge to Ethereum, whereby there's almost like $31 billion US dollars TVL right now as we're speaking. And this value is currently locked into this one chain with its own existing ecosystem and for its own utility. So having this IBC and like for all these chains to come together to be able to talk to each other and for assets to be able to be transferred across bridges, I think it really, really allows projects and users themselves to maximize their own, firstly, assets, and also then be able to kind of help DeFi dApps to learn more and have more ideas, and so having more opportunities to scale. And I think that is huge for the future of DeFi.
Yeah, absolutely. Given the ability of developing new things within the blockchain for developers is something huge, and it's the top priority of the blockchain, of the public blockchain, because that's when you get to grow not only your blockchain, but the whole space as well. You're giving the opportunity to the developers, and they're adding value to you. And at the same time, you're adding value to their projects. And that's how everyone is going to win. And yeah, well, speaking of the benefits of Cosmos or the benefit of multi-chain to the projects. So one of the probably the challenges is that encouraging more developers and more projects becoming multi-chain. So how can we do that? Let's hear from Anand. What do you think?
I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between a cross-chain and multi-chain right now. And it's very, very important to understand that the multi-chain is basically where the project is on multiple chains and is able to communicate with each other, right? So to be able to have more developers and to have more more users, like it has to be convenient for the users to develop dApps on their preferred blockchain because of the better speeds and probably cheap fees. And it has to also incentivize the user in some way to be able to be a part of a multi-chain environment.
Thank you. How about Roman? From the developer point of view, what do you think?
When we developed Honeywood, we faced with many problems to how we should set up our environments. And yeah, from the developer's point of view, it can be complicated to new developers to join into this ecosystem because there is need to make some additional products where you can make some clicks and set up new chain. For example, right now it's Stargate developing tools. Ignite developing tools, Stargate in the past. And I think this tool can be developed much more. And for the developers, it will be a nice idea to set up new chains if these developing tools will be much more easier than right now. But I think make informational broader will make a new attraction from the developers. But when I choose new tools to develop blockchain, I compare it with Polka. I compare it with Polygon. And I choose Cosmos just for great documentation materials about how it can be implemented. And comparing documentation and easy entry, we can attract new developers. I think it's 2K point how we can do it.
I would like to add, as we have matured a lot within crypto, a lot of people do enter into crypto using the easier route. That means like just buying something on BSC or Ethereum. And then once they learn about more blockchains, they try and go to specific one, probably like a lot of cosmonauts have basically entered in different blockchains and then finally settled here. So developers also need to understand that there is a huge amount of people that are on different blockchains. So that's why they need to also understand that they are probably missing out on a large growing user base by just sticking to one chain. That's why that is one of the biggest reasons as well why they need to go multi-chain.
Good, good. Yeah. What you're telling is that because of the convenience of the Cosmos ecosystem, as well as how the developers can easily access to the tools there, yeah, all the developers need to get on board. Now, let's hear from the cosmonauts. What do you guys think?
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to jump in and say, like, it's only going to get easier, too, with time, right? Like, as more infrastructure is built, more sort of tutorial documentation, all that sort of stuff. Like, right now, Starport, it is Starport. There are so many things that start with Star in the Cosmos, forgive me. But Starport, which is, like, the easiest way to launch a chain right now, there's even going to be, like, a level past that pretty soon. So one of the projects I've been kind of interested in recently, it's Sega or Saga, I'm not sure how they pronounce it, S-A-G-A. And they're sort of doing a thing where not only can you spin up a blockchain with a couple clicks, but you can also get security without having to organize and secure your own validator set. So like a lot, one thing I talk about a lot for people who listen to me is how a lot of the things we love about Cosmos, the benefits, inherently come with downsides. So like the true sovereignness of these independent chains, for example, we love that. It has tons of benefits, but it means you have to secure an entire validator set and some tokenomic or incentive model to keep those validators operating and validating in a trustful manner. And that can be difficult for some projects. What if you're kind of small and you just want an app chain for your thing due to just efficiency and control, but you don't think, at least at the onset, you're a big enough project to sort of have a tokenomics model and have your own val set, whatever. So Sega is going to let you spin up a chain that is sort of connected to their hub chain through IBC and through interchain security, where you can just pay for, or I guess pay, they use the term rent, but you know, I'd say pay for block space. So like, let's say you do some estimates on your users, on whatever your actual smart contracting is, and let's say you're probably only going to process like 5,000 transactions a day. Maybe let's think down the road, this is some small banks, like international money transfer chain that they want to set up or whatever. They could just pay for that amount of block space to be secured and validated by the Sega hub. And that's just one example, but I think it's going to continue to get easier for people to utilize the cool things in the Cosmos without running into as many of the downsides that are a thing right now, just because we're so new. And like, even in the world of crypto, IBC becoming a thing and really these chains that do stuff popping up is only like a year or two old. So I'm excited for the future, and I think everything we've talked about is going to get even better like pretty soon here. I don't know if Jay, do you want to mention anything? That's sort of my immediate thought.
Yeah, thanks, Timmy. Yeah, from my end, I think from you know, sort of a very general sense or macro point of view, I feel like you know, there's debate between like, you know, Cosmos doing its own direct marketing or not, but I think we've reached an inflection point wherein, you know, there's a lot of projects and devs who are looking into building into Cosmos, especially with the recent move of DYDX. So I think that you know, on like attracting projects and builders to, you know, sort of build and develop on the ecosystem, I think we're almost at an inflection point wherein, you know, more and more projects will start building out within the Cosmos ecosystem or the interchain, you know, ecosystem, whatever you prefer to call it. But I do think there is a opportunity in terms of like the, because currently most of the builders or developers are really, you know, the ones with technical background. So, you know, someone who really knows how to code, how to program. But there are, you know, a lot of, in a way, builders out there, you know, the same in like the technology world we're in. They have these crazy ideas, like, you know, people who have been in like equities for some time, people who have been, you know, in investing for quite some time, but they're not really technical people. I think there is a, I don't really see that there's a mechanism in the Cosmos right now wherein, you know, business sort of business people can connect, you know, in a way, in a formal sort of hackathon or a formal manner wherein they can connect with coders. Obviously, I know that there are there's also a shortage of coders or programmers in the space. So that might be a challenge. But I do think there's a benefit towards, you know, being able to match, like, you know, builders want to build but don't have the necessary programming skills, and then maybe match them with those that have. And then secondly, I think on the consumer side, I do think that, you know, on the user side, I mean, we do really need more, you know, more tools that can easily onboard. I'm not really fond of MetaMask, for example, you know, which is the primary wallet for Ethereum and EVM chains. But it has like the largest number of users. And, you know, because it has a very long first mover advantage in a way. So a lot of people like really are more familiar with it and use it more often. I really like Kepler and, you know, Leap and the Cosmos Station IBC wallet as well. But I think, you know, there needs to be more work on that as well in terms of like getting users on board the Cosmos ecosystem. I'm not sure, like, you know, I'm based in the Philippines. I haven't actually figured out yet. Most of my friends are really on the EVM side. And I just feel like, you know, a new report came out yesterday that puts like Vietnam and the Philippines at the number two in terms of crypto, you know, one and two in terms of like crypto adoption. I think currently they say there's around like 20 to 30 million Filipinos who are in the crypto space. But like in my immediate network, I think most of them are on Ethereum and EVM. So I feel like, you know, spaces like this are very important because it helps in terms of like, you know, promoting like that, you know, there's a different ecosystem aside from EVMs. Though it's not really a competition, but I feel like there's work that needs to be done in terms of like, you know, attracting users into this space. Maybe because, you know, our game fee sort of players and metaverse players are still coming about. Unlike, you know, the EVM chains really had, you know, sort of a leg up on that. But I do see that, you know, the marketing sort of needs to be sort of, you know, there's no central organization developing Cosmos. So that might be part of the challenge. But obviously that has its, you know, that has its advantages as well. But I do think that there's a lot of benefit towards being able to, like, you know, really match developers. I think those are my two points, like being able to match developers with people who have ideas, you know, who want to build something game changing that can really innovate from the existing protocols and projects. And then secondly, I think there's, you know, I'm not sure what we call it, but like, you know, a DeFi education tools wherein we can really onboard like the next, you know, the next million of users that, you know, there's a whole universe here, another universe here, which is the Cosmos ecosystem that, you know, you can learn about. And for me, the biggest strength, it's actually funny because for me, the reason why I really find the Cosmos ecosystem really, you know, nice, because this is where I found the most applications with the, you know, the real world use cases. Like, you know, you have a cache with this decentralized cloud, you have DVPN Sentinel, which is, you know, your decentralized VPN service. You have, you know, you have all sorts of these projects building on it, which you don't necessarily see on other chains or ecosystems. But you would think that, you know, I think Sentinel has roughly around 5,000 users. So it's really small, you know, when you compare it to some, you know, even random projects on other chains. So I feel like, yeah, there's work to be done in terms of like, you know, onboarding users, but also that starts with being able to onboard developers and builders. And if I can, you know, sort of emphasize that last bit you know, more, it's really like being able to empower as well developers who don't necessarily have the coding experience but want to build something. But what do you think, guys? I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's something really that we can act on.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and say that, yeah, the education, first of all, and convenience for developers is something very, very important to actually onboard more developers. Because in the end, as you said, not everyone has the rich background of coding, but they have those great ideas and they want to make it out there and add value to the crypto space, to the end users. But just because they're just because of the lack of the experience in coding, they may not be able to do that. But with the help of convenient tools, especially in the Cosmos ecosystem, it will be very, very easy to get new developers come on board and help them in any way that's possible to actually make their idea become a product and market them to the users, to the end users, and promote them and get more end users on board. I 100% agree with you. And also you mentioned one thing about the first mover advantage. Yeah, it is absolutely true. But in the end, what needs to be done is the development within the chain and within the products. As we develop the whole chain at the same time, as we give more options, more advantages to the developers, in the end, the first mover advantage will not make sense here anymore. Because in the end, people will see the value in the other chain, let's say, in Cosmos, where they can, you know, develop, they can grow and add value to the space and to their users at the same time to their projects as well. And then they will slowly shift to the chain that's giving them more advantages. We will talk about users and community in a second, but just wanted to ask Coco's ideas about this as well.
Yeah, I think when it comes to this, I mean, the IBC protocol itself technically allows data to be transferred and acknowledged across chains. And I think the key thing is it's done with simplicity. So this doesn't take away like the different like aspects or diversity between different chains. And this is very important because if there are too many standards implemented in such a protocol, that will definitely cause some issues. So firstly, if it's too difficult to have IBC integrated, you know, the uptake of IBC would definitely drop. And secondly, if there are too many standards that's required for such communication tools or protocols to really happen or to be integrated, then some chains might not even be able to leverage on such an IBC protocol at all. And for this, I think it's very important that for OKC to be able to support, firstly, IBC, and then giving all these different Cosmos-based chains the opportunity to really have that connectivity through OKC. And having our own bridge and swap right now would definitely help with liquidity as well. And the projects themselves would be able to get more ideas from existing projects that are already on other different Cosmos-based chains, being able to explore different ecosystems. I think that's definitely great for the entire ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. As we're talking about developers and how to, you know, get them on board, we need to understand one thing is that without the community, unfortunately, all those great ideas, all those products, it doesn't matter what they are offering, they will not grow. They will not, you know, explode and be, how would I say, be important in the market anymore. So in the end, we also need to think about the end users, about the community very, very much, because they are the ones that makes the product actual product, you know. So what do you guys think? How does this provide more value to the community, more value to the end users? Let's start with Coco. Give your idea about this.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, James. So basically for OKC, our ecosystem team has been working on integrating more chains as we go, and we really have a few more in the pipeline to be integrated through this effort and initiative. And this is only the first step. So in the future, when more assets are integrated and supported on top of the chains, companies across all these chains will definitely stand gain from having more, firstly, utility, and second, opportunities to maximize their assets, and obviously more liquidity as well. and then being able to explore different ecosystems or I'd say like mini ecosystems within each of these chains. And I think the key thing when it comes to interoperability, it's definitely firstly data, and secondly, to be able to really maximize the value of your assets. And again, regarding DeFi, and when it comes to utility, it's a lot about being able to explore different types of dApps, whether it's gaming or any other types of protocols and projects. So for the community, I think having more to do with your assets and your time, I think that's definitely the best value that any chain can provide or any ecosystems can provide.
Good, good. How about Roman? What do you think?
Thank you. I agree with Coco, and gaming is very important for attracting new users and provide more value to the community. And yes, you know, we have already developed it. And for example, within a month, we will publish our mobile application to App Store and Android Market. And users will not really seen that it is on blockchain. They will play the game and step by step they will have knowledge about that the game is based on blockchain. And I think it's a right way how we can provide more value developing real product from Web2. Gaming, stores, financial services, and so on. And I would like to tell more about OKC that there is a true feature that we can develop smart contracts using Solidity. And for developers, it's very important because if I cannot set up new chain, I can develop using Solidity on OKC. And after that, if I need more opportunities to develop product, to develop my product, for example, if my product growing because of new users, I can move to new chain and transfer my OKC tokens based on smart contracts to my own chain. It's a logical way for developers. And I can focus on developing real value for end users if I have these tools.
Great, that's awesome to hear. I think Timmy wants to add his ideas. Go ahead, Timmy.
Yeah, actually, Roman gave me the sort of perfect segue there. I just kind of first off, I really appreciate that you guys kind of came here, just wanted to talk Cosmos in general. But I am kind of curious about OKC chain, like in particular. So you're using Solidity, so I take it that means you guys are in EVM, right?
Yes, we're EVM.
I'm curious, I've always wondered, I see the pros and cons really strongly on both sides. Like EVM, Solidity, you have the chance to attract a lot of Ethereum talent. But one of the benefits of Cosmos is that our languages are kind of better, honestly. For some technical reasons that like Solidity will let you write bad code, put it on the blockchain, and it'll run until it breaks. And this is very simplifying it. Whereas Cosmolism, which is based on Rust, like doesn't even let you really compile if there's any errors. So that's like one nerdy thing. I'm not a developer. I've just been told that from some people. But also outside of crypto, Rust and WebAssembly are kind of like taking over the internet. And so Cosmolism is based on Rust, and the WASM in it is WebAssembly. And so I'm just kind of curious, from your guys' perspective, what made you guys decide to go the EVM route?
I feel like EVM, I mean, I can't really represent the entire team's perspective on this because truth be told, I have been here for like 3 months and this decision has been made like prior to that, right? So, but I think it's obvious because of DeFi and all the value that's locked in Ethereum itself. I think it makes sense to just make it fully EVM compatible. And when it comes to developers wanting to build into or integrate on more chains, Most of them do start on Ethereum itself, right? Whether it's a test net project or whether it's to really explore the opportunities and potential, basically opportunities on the chain itself. So for us, I think, to me, in my perspective, I think that's the obvious decision as a first step. But I mean, like now we have IBC, and actually we're going to cover this at the later part, but we are also gonna integrate Cosm Wasm. So like what you mentioned earlier. So I think it's really taking little steps. And for OKC, I think where we're coming from is that we really want to be encouraging more of this multi-chain ecosystems, being able to enable that. And we don't, even when we are talking to projects, we don't say things like, hey, you can only be on our chain, right? The whole idea is to be able to flow seamlessly across different chains and ecosystems and really learn and integrate. And I think it's very important because when it comes to interoperable like data and stuff like that, data itself is communication, right? And for us, it's very important for us to be able to communicate across the chains and also for projects to really get to know other projects as well within other ecosystems. I mean, if we don't have that kind of integration and also the connectivity across the chain to know of all this other information, then it's almost equivalent to never leaving the country, never being able to explore beyond your own land, right? And that doesn't really make sense. I mean, when it comes to blockchain, freedom itself comes with the idea of decentralization, and that is basically the fundamental concept of blockchain. So having that multi-chain approach and being able to integrate all these different types of tools and infrastructure, I think that is one of the key focus that we are looking at as a team from the product's perspective.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great answer, I think. And you're right, like the sort of flexibility of Cosmos Tech and IBC, like you guys could even do something kind of like I was talking about with Sega later, where you could spin up a side chain that you guys maintain that doesn't even have a validator set. It could get all of its security from the main OKC chain, but it could be like the Cosm Wasm playground for people to like build and test stuff out there, like a canary network or something. Like the possibilities are endless. James, I don't want to, if you had like a next question going, I don't want to, you know,
I'm loving the discussion. It's all right.
Okay, cool. I was gonna say, so I only have another like half hour or so, and so I kind of just want to ask a more open-ended like OKC question, and maybe you can't speak from the whole team, but just like what were your guys' particular motivations for building a Cosmos chain? What do you like hope to see built on it? What do you hope to get out of it? It's like a very open-ended question. I just want to pick the OKC people's brains on their new chain.
Yeah, you're actually giving the questions that I have. But yeah, go ahead, Coco. You can can give your ideas on that. It's like you're taking
over
the
host. we're on the same wavelength, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, I guess when the first part of your question, why we chose Cosmos, I think that was kind of like half answered in the previous answer. So I don't really want to like keep repeating, but essentially that's that. But I think when it comes to projects that we are looking at for OKC, the obvious choice right now as well, when it comes to trending topics, a lot of games, SocialFi, etc. This is definitely also some of the focuses that we had earlier in the months. But I think right now we are also very open to explore alternative projects, maybe something that is more collaborative, like DeSci, you know, things like that. That would be interesting to kind of discuss as we move forward. And I'm really excited to see how the trends go as well. I think we don't really ever know. So like, you know, during the upcoming DEF CONs and stuff, I think it'll be really, really fun for us to just keep a lookout and see what are some of the interesting topics that would be on the different agenda for us to really adopt and explore.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Coco, for your answers. And Timmy, thanks for giving the questions that I was planning to give. But yeah, as we're talking about the future, let's hear your ideas, cosmonauts. What do you think? What's being planned in Cosmos, and what can we expect from Cosmos in the near future? Jay, maybe you want to give your ideas on that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of upcoming chains and projects that are building on the Cosmos ecosystem. So that's exciting to observe and watch out. And I think the GameFi or Metaverse projects are being built. So hopefully that will attract more users to come and play within the Cosmos ecosystem. On a personal level, I'm working on I'm working on a project as well. So I do hope once we decide to get out of stealth mode, I'll be sharing more of that in the near future. For the foreseeable future, I'm really excited to see how interchain security will work. The renting the security through the Cosmos Hub will work. Right now, we only have Neutron as the main project that will be launched using that. But I imagine there are others in the pipeline. So it's interesting to see how the thing plays out. And then obviously, as I mentioned earlier as well, I'm looking forward to seeing interchain accounts working as well. That will really drive up a lot of new interesting applications that can be developed within the ecosystem and beyond. I'm excited to see what else gets built, and also the announcement that's gonna happen on Atom 2.0 tokenomics during the end of Cosmoverse in a few weeks.
Yeah, Cosmoverse is the event I think everyone is looking for, because it will bring out all those, it will bring the networking of those projects together, and probably we'll see a lot of cool applications. Speaking of the future, Odin Protocol, what does the future hold for you guys?
So one of the things that we are building is that we believe that the mass adoption to any of the ecosystem comes from when people get into crypto risk-free. I think that's one of the best ways to attract more and more people that we have seen through applications like reward applications, which are like walk to earn, sleep to earn. So anything that rewards you in crypto, which can be a reward application by sharing your data, or by playing a game. These are the things that will basically get you into a new ecosystem. And when you come there, you learn about it. You don't understand how fast IBC is until unless you actually go to Osmosis and try it out for one time. And then you understand how quick it is. So this is what we feel that Cosmos is also missing, that we need to have apps which reward people. And this is what we are working on. So our ecosystem is basically built around all the applications that can just plug to Odin and create a reward mechanism for their application. Like we are building a multi-chain wallet, which is Wallace, which also lets people share their information, their data in an anonymized way and also get rewarded. So this will bring a lot of people to our dApps. Also, we are building, we have another project, which is proof of concept, which is Odin 9 Worlds. It's basically, we said that the 9 worlds exist within the IBC, and you have to move the tokens from one chain to another chain to be able to strengthen your character in the game, which is basically a very simple way to make people learn about IBC and to make them understand that there's a huge world, that universe that exists within the Cosmos blockchain itself. Like there's so many blockchains talking to each other, and a game like that would also bring a lot of people. So we are pretty excited about the products that we are building and the amount of people that we can actually bring into Cosmos ecosystem itself.
That's great. As you guys offer new services, new products, it must be very easy to actually onboard more users, and that will actually bring up the value of your product as well. From the Honeywood side, what are we expecting in the near future?
I think that there are many updates in the future. And from our point of view, it's very important to gamification all processes based on blockchain. For example, we from our side make staking, governance mechanics fully developed inside the game. And I think it's the right way how we can onboard new users. And yeah, I follow all updates from Cosmos and regularly update our chain based on their updates. And yeah, it's, for example, very important update, for example, interchain account that can bring to whole ecosystem a common account system. And yeah, for example, right now we use our own account system, but when it will be implemented completely, we can integrate it inside the game, and all users will know about that they are not like common users, they are interchain users. And yeah, for players, it's very interesting as in content point of view. Yes, because if you play the game like Match 3, for example, it's like casual game. Yes, and step by step, you will learn about blockchain. It will make sense for end users. And yeah, these updates will be very important.
Oh, great, great. And as you mentioned, with the release of iOS app and the Android app, I think it should be a lot easier for you guys to onboard more users and get them interested in Honeywood.
Yeah, and every user will see some messages about blockchain, about Cosmos, about IBC, Relayers, and so on, and they will learn about what is blockchain, what is cross-chain, and yeah, we will do it, absolutely.
Passive education. That sounds great. Awesome. Timmy, I think you are the co-founder of Spark IBC, right? So what are we expecting in the near future from your side?
Yeah, so in the very near future, we have another, well, I guess super quick. So Spark IBC is like a donation platform for interchain advancement efforts. So one of the sort of holes I noticed in the Cosmos is because there's all these different chains and different communities that are truly sovereign, only connected by IBC, that it's a little bit hard to have any sort of overarching organization or pushing or funding for things that are more chain agnostic, right? So that's sort of what Spark IBC is here for. As issues come up that need to be settled in the interchain, or people are trying to do things, and it doesn't make sense for that to be like funded from any one particular source, like a grant from one chain, you know, it's everyone's problem, not just one. That's sort of where we hope to come in. And so we're going to have a campaign pretty soon here to raise funds for the second project that I'm building, so I can pay some more developers and make it super cool, which is interchain info. That is sort of its whole own thing. It has a page here on Twitter, not a lot of info out yet, though. That's sort of going to be two parts to the website. One, sort of a learning and resources section where you'll have basically like the encyclopedia of the interchain. So, you know, pages on every project, piece of technology, coin, validator, etc. And then the other part of the site will be a dashboard where hopefully users will be able to interact with the majority of the stuff they currently have to open up 15 different tabs to sort of mess with when they want to go through and do their daily routines. So that's what I'm like most excited about right now. And where we're putting a lot of our effort into interchain info. But in a more general sense for Spark, I guess this is a great time to like shout out. I think one thing the general community probably hasn't quite gotten yet is I didn't design Spark specifically for like myself and you know, my co-founder, whoever else, to think of and spin up projects. It actually came as a result of me seeing things already happening in the cosmos that could have benefited from a platform like this. So like everyone listening, I would urge you to just keep an open mind, like whether you see people talking about something that needs to get built that will help everyone but can't find funding, or efforts that are sort of already ongoing that seem to fit our sort of chain agnostic mantra, please like bring them to our attention. We want to support the efforts that are already out there, the ideas that other people have, and just sort of be used as a community resource. So appreciate you letting me shout that out, actually. I've been trying to get that sort of message across.
Awesome. Love to hear that. Love to hear that. And my question to Coco. So after IBC, is OKC doing anything in the near future to, you know, become more interoperable?
Yeah, so I kind of lightly touched on that earlier. It's integrating CosmWasm. So this is what we were briefly discussing, right? So, I mean, I'm not a true tech person, but if I could explain it, it's kind of like a plug-and-play module that can be easily integrated into chains running on Cosmos SDKs. And this could also potentially allow for codes to be on one chain while transactions to be executed on another chain. And I think this would really add another layer of like ease of interoperability and use of a multi-chain contract. So hopefully as we launch this, there'll be more plans that we could reveal to the community and to the projects that can stand to benefit from it as well.
Awesome, awesome. You guys telling about what we can expect in the future, it really gets me excited. You know, it really gets me like, when is this going to come? When can I see this? You know, it's really exciting. And it's one of the things that I love about this space is that, you know, there's always this moving. It's always developing, and there's new upgrades coming out. There's new products coming out, and the projects that are already, you know, launched, they are always working 24/7 to actually bring something cool to the community, to the end users. So in the end, like everyone is moving towards one goal, that is creating something huge for the end users and bring value at the same time as well. Well, I think this is it for today. I really, really much appreciate for coming on to the Story Spaces, guys. It means a lot to us. And I really wish you guys good luck in the near future and hope to see you soon and hope to talk to you soon, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for hosting, James. And thank you to OKC for recognizing good tech when they see it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, guys. We're going to finish this Twitter Spaces. So if you guys want to continue the discussion, you can go ahead and check out our social medias and join our groups on Telegram or Discord. And we'll be more than happy to continue the discussion there. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to the audience. You guys rock. We'll see you again soon. Everyone, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Cosmos IBC 101, hosted by OKX Chain. Recorded on Monday, September 19th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rickroll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor. So someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when you analyze those situations, what you find is is that we as humans simply have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings, living that life like, who would have guessed you turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks. Looking at the rectangles, damn, they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here. Cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year. And keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside. Looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth city, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice that's on land, the ocean level will rise to reach her left elbow. That takes out all of New York City and basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Spaces.